What's up, family? You are listening to the second episode of True to Size. Yo, my name is Alan Martinez, and I am alongside Mr. Joel Hernandez.
Ayo.
Mr. Alvin Martinez.
Wah pop, y'all.
And Mr. Lawrence El Doggy Hopkins.
Shalom.
What's going on, guys? This is the second episode. I realized that sounds like two intros, and every time I listened to it last episode that I did that, I was like, oh, did I restart the podcast? But I did not. Anyways, moving along.
Just do your thing. Don't worry.
Thank you.
Don't worry about
Thank
the haters.
You. How did you guys feel about that second type of intro? Or do you rather introduce yourselves in?
Surprise me.
Surprise you every time?
Ask the people. That's all that matters.
I'll just
ask
call it
the
out.
People.
Yeah, yo. Yeah.
We like surprises.
Surprise. Speaking of people, guys, this week we hit 100,000 hashtags.
Crazy.
Magic.
We hit 5,000 followers.
Also 5K. Crazy.
And podcast stats, we are over 200 listens between YouTube and our Podbean.
What?
Stuff.
Wow. Gee. Yeah. Gee. I'm pretty excited too.
That's a lot of man.
That's honestly not what I expected after our first outing. I'm pretty excited.
We got some good reviews. Thanks to everybody who listened. Yeah. Everyone seemed to enjoy it. Let's just keep doing us, I guess. They like us. So let's be us.
Yeah, thanks to everyone who listened. Thank you to everyone who gave us feedback, including my mom. My mom said she listened to it on her way back from Soul Exchange.
Sorry for swearing, mama.
That's exactly what Alvin said. Alvin's like, shit, we swore.
Oh, man.
Fuck.
Sorry, mom. Kuya swore again. But yeah, we'll touch on Soul Exchange a little bit later on.
Heck yeah.
I also wanted to give a thank you to a little shop called Haven. On the way back from Soul Exchange, I got an email and they told me that I won the Air Max Ones.
No.
No.
Wow. Surprise.
You guys saved it for now.
That I did. Crazy. I had to get you guys' like OG reactions.
Hold on. I'm going to check my email right now.
That's exactly what Alvin did. Alvin was one finger allegedly on the cell phone and he was like refreshing his email.
Nice.
It was hilarious.
The Air Max One? You got the Air Max One?
You got the 95.
I don't know. I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah.
Like, check.
That's the only one I entered for.
It's so good.
Wow. Mm-hmm. And we saw them today at Soul Exchange. They are flamers.
Yeah, they're super nice. The quality is on point with those.
Flamers.
Holy smokes. Good work, bud.
Thanks. Thank you. I just typed in really, really fast. Like the usual speed. My name and my email. Yeah.
Okay, but hold on. So I'm driving, okay? I'm driving home from Soul Exchange. And then all I hear to the right of me is, yo! I'm like, what just happened, dog? What just happened? He's like, I just won. I'm like, what?
Damn.
Nice. Yeah.
That's nice.
It was great.
Is this your first Atmos pair?
It is indeed.
Nice. That's a good one.
That's dope.
That's
a really good
one. Oh, no, I lied. Because I have the Puma Titolo Atmos pair.
Correct. Okay. Yay. First Atmos Nike pair.
Yes. Mm.
Got it.
Swoosh. Mm.
Yes. I'm so excited. To see them in person today.
Oh, boy. Yeah.
Mm. Super
what a good shoot.
I was like, you know what? Might as well. I saw the post yesterday about the little mishaps that Haven had. Mm-hmm. Did you guys hear what happened?
Not Haven's fault. Haven did the right thing and canceled the release. Yeah. It was like fist fights. Someone broke out a knife. Like the fight spilled onto the street. Like it was crazy.
Man,
yeah.
I did
crazy.
Not hear that.
Kudos to Haven for keeping everybody safe and canceling it and letting Alan win.
Shout out
to the fighters.
Shout out to the fighters.
I only fight on the PS4. Street Fighter. Spooner. 3-0s. Hit me up. I don't have PlayStation Plus right now, so don't. Yeah. Anyways, I wanted to start... I wanted to try out this icebreaker called Rotations.
Oh.
What have you guys been rocking like in the past week? Let's start with Alvin, Mr. Q-Mart.
So due to my current occupation, I've been rocking some Chelsea boots.
Nice. Classy. Very, very...
Grown.
Yes,
grown.
Thank you. I was going to say man, but obviously...
along with some gray and yellow midsole Cole Haan Lunar Grands.
Great shoe.
Uh-huh.
Great shoe.
And then the odd Black Cement 3 appearance.
Yes.
Is it really that odd?
No.
it's a slip on now. It just goes on.
That's what I'm talking about.
By the door type of thing,
yeah.
Guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then the Air Max 95. Neon. Oh, sorry. Neon.
Classic.
OG.
Yeah. And then the other day, because my office was having like a St. Patrick's Day thing, I wore my Mango Stabs.
Mm. Very nice.
Dope. And then today was the newspaper Air Max Ones.
Wow, you
newspaper?
Remembered your whole week, eh?
This guy didn't even That's put good, those man. On the table.
I know.
He could have put what? Them on the could've. Table.
Yeah,
wore
well,
them instead.
I had That's to low-key stunt, you know?
My bad.
That's what these events usually are, though. Yeah. But yes, we'll touch on Soul Exchange later. It was a really good event.
Mm-hmm.
Lawrence, what did you wear this week?
What did I wear this week? Much of my week was Justin Timberlake themed because I went to the concert on Tuesday. So
yeah.
I was rocking my closest Justin Timberlake outfit, which was like camo pants, which I've worn like so often. Shout out to these Undefeated pants. They've brought me through everything lately. White Cement 3s because that's mm-hmm. just the look right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's then it. At Soul Exchange today, I wore my tan Yeezy 1s that are super beat, but they still happen to turn a lot of heads.
So mm-hmm. gorgeous.
Fire.
Woo-hoo. Shout out to the guy on so TSG gorgeous. For those.
Quia Joel Hernandez.
Well, see, I work in a warehouse, so it's like steel toe mandatory.
All right, so this segment's not going to work out.
on my way to work. On my way to work, though, it's just been Vans. To be honest, it's nice. Just Vans.
So. I'm fortunate enough to have a office and workplace that allows me to wear essentially whatever I want,
Cash.
Except nice and clean. So I've been rocking. I've been on a serious Jordan tip lately.
Nice. Notice that.
Mm-hmm. Have you?
Yes.
Like I've been rocking like ones. Mm-hmm. I also did some JT impressions and I rocked some Man of the Woods inspired outfits.
Yeah. Those, talking about those wheat ones.
Yep.
Yeah.
I love those joints.
With the black and red flannel.
What else did I rock this week? I wore the Yeezys that I sold today. more on that later. I wore some threes. I wore the True Blue threes to the JT concert on Thursday.
Nice.
I wore Black Cement threes earlier in the week.
Mm.
Today, I decided to take out my Black Lance Mountains for the
Great
event.
Shoe. Looks really good.
Mm-hmm. So nice.
Thank you.
Very, very nice.
Okay, moving on. I wanted to have a thing where the listeners get to know us a little bit more. So we're going to just turn off all the rest of our mics and let Joel take it over.
Oh, man.
I'm just joking. I'll help you out.
All right.
We're going to go through origin stories, and we're going to start with Joel Hernandez, the Quia of the group, the biggest brother. First question, what got you into sneakers?
Just the love of it, you know. It started off with just music. Music, I listened to a lot of, like, you know, Run DMC and, you know, Adidas, Walk This Way and Shelto Adidas. So, you know, back then it was a different time for me. And it was all about, like, you know, break dancing and, you know, all that stuff. So just to show out, like, on the block, it's like you got to fit in. And, you know, it's Shelto Adidas with the fat laces. And it just escalated from there. It just went from there.
So did you, so what brand did you start off with?
I started off with the Adidas. I had the shell toes.
Nice. Breaking?
No, I couldn't break. But I'm heavy into graph, though. I love to write. And
that's graffiti.
And I love, like, writing. So it's, you know, I guess it just goes hand in hand.
And then until the Air Max Revolution took
until
over.
Until the Air Max Revolution came over, yeah. Until I heard the Beatles commercial. That Revolution song.
Yep.
And I was hooked. I was hooked from that point on. And it was like, yo, what are those?
So speaking of the sequence of the shoes that you wore, what is the evolution of Joe Dooney? Like what were you into throughout the years?
It's always been, well, it started off with the Adidas. You know, the whole rap, you know, hip hop beginnings and times and whatnot. So it was the Shelto Adidas. Then it transferred over to like the Puma Suedes, and eventually, you know, Nike from 87 and on. It's just been Nike. And, you know, there's, if you follow me, it's, I've got like that little skater in me. So I love my Vans too. So just goes on from that point, from Vans to SBs to, hey, you know, all that good stuff. So that's how it all I guess it just went from that point on.
So I think we touched on it already, but what's your favorite silhouette?
Oh, the Air Max ones.
Yeah, we did that last
time. Air Max ones. Yeah.
Repeat. What keeps you into sneakers? That's a good question.
The way it evolves gets me going. Like the mix of patterns and you know, different materials that people throw onto, like, you know, collaborations and whatnot. It's just mind blowing what these people can like come up with and you know, throw like all these different colors on a shoe, and it just makes it pop. You know what I mean? It's like, yo, what are those? It's like, so, one of those.
So being in the world and the culture of sneakers for so long, how do you feel about today's culture?
It's different. I spoke about it today with a couple people at Soul Exchange, and it's just pretty much like, you know, how much money can I make on the shoe? You know, it's not even knowing anything about the shoe whatsoever. It's just, how much can I make on it? And, you know, everybody's seen it with the JTHs that dropped.
Ooh.
You know, everybody's seen, like, right the next, within the next 10 minutes of it dropping, it's already up on Kijiji.
Mm-hmm.
So with, like, ridiculous prices.
While people were in line, I was actually talking to a few people because I was in line.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, people were saying the best way, like, obviously because they were there to make money, they were like, the best way is that, you know, you're going to get your size is to post it on GOAT or StockX before you even have it.
Wow.
So the people are selling their pairs before they buy the shoe, because they know that after the drop, after 623 or whatever it is, that's when everyone posts their pairs. So they're like, post it now before you get to the front of the line, before you cash out, a couple hours before, so you can get the first sale.
Wow.
Like, to me, that's just nuts.
That's crazy. Yeah,
I was just going to say, you are perfect for that, because that was an amazing segue to the JTHs.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the amount of posts and new listings on Kijiji that I saw within hours of like the start of the selling of the pairs that showed up.
Mm-hmm.
It's crazy.
Insane.
Crazy.
Mm-hmm.
That's the world we live in now.
That's how it is. And that's how it is, unfortunately. And it sucks, because man's like you. Man's like, you know, like Alvin, or like any of us, can't even get the shoes, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it sucks that we gotta pay three times the price.
Mm-hmm.
Or
four times. Yeah.
I'm just joking.
Yeah.
No, Lawrence gave me a shout earlier, and if I had left my workplace, if I could, at the exact time that he like hit me up, I would have definitely gone home with a pair. Mm.
I actually hit you up before the official announcement too.
Yeah.
It was like officially announced at 1.
Yeah.
And I hit you up at like 12:30.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I know. Lawrence, I know. Did you want to talk about your day? How did it start?
Yeah, we could still. That was a day. I was in Brampton doing something that I'm not going to incriminate myself by saying. And I got a phone call around noon saying, yo, what are you doing? I'm blank. I'm doing something. Okay, you need to get downtown. They're dropping the JTH at 306 Yonge. 500 pairs. I don't know what time, but just get down here. The first couple people are going to get their pairs signed is what I was told. And I was like, like, jaw dropped, like, made a phone call, got it confirmed, and was like, holy crap, need to get downtown. So called an Uber immediately. The quote on UberX was like $60. I was like, don't care. There was like an Uber pool. I was like, nope, got to be an X, got to get straight there. And while in the car, was calling anyone I knew who I thought would care. Not anyone. Like, I was keeping it because I didn't want it to blow up. But called Alan, called Kuya Keith,
hey.
Any JT fan that I knew to try and get there so they could also get a pair. Because 500 sounds good, but sometimes it doesn't always turn out to be these huge numbers we hear.
Word.
JT, and then,
X sneaker fan.
Yeah. I any said JT X. cross sneaker fan. And then after I finished doing that, I called any friends that I knew who lived downtown just to go to the store and hold my spot because it hadn't been announced yet. Didn't know when it was being announced, but I was like, just go. The barricades are already up. Just go and stand in front of the store until I get there and I'll swap you out and you can go home. I just need to be there like first. I want it to be first. So while I was in the Uber, was refreshing Instagram like crazy and saw that it was announced on Complex, which, by the way, wasn't supposed to happen. It was supposed to be Justin Timberlake, but Complex actually stole the announcement.
Wow.
Jerks.
Wow.
And saw it and I was like, fuck. Like, I knew that like the race was on at that point. So, like, got off the highway.
Yeah, the amount of people that hit me up was insane.
The traffic was crazy on Yonge Street. So I actually got out of the car at Queen and sprinted up Yonge Street.
That's a soft walk.
500, 600 meters. When you're wearing Jordan 3s and you have a backpack and a full jacket on, that's a long sprint when you're stressed as hell. But my friends had messaged me and they're like, oh, there's no one here. And I was like, sick. Like, I think I'm going to be first. Like, I was so excited. Get there and they're like 30th in line. And I'm like, what's going on? And they're like, we went in the store. And I was... like the biggest face palm, but I was like, okay, whatever. Like top 30 is still good. Like they were like 30. I had three friends there. They were 30, 31, 32 or whatever. And I was like, hey, security guard, Mr. Security Guard, can I just swap in with one of my friends? He's like, no, that's not how it works. And I was like,
sheesh.
Well, okay then. So I went to the back and I ended up being like 57th. So I got there like 10 minutes after them, but like that's how many people got there in like 15 minutes, like 57 people. But the story goes on.
Please continue.
So... my friends hit me up and they're like, honestly, like, we're just going to stay. Like, they didn't know it was going to be 5 hours, by the way, when they agreed to stay.
Oh, man.
Yeah, because we got there at like 1 o'clock and the drop was at 6:23. But they're like, yeah, we're just going to stay. I was like, neat, thanks. And then I was like, okay, so how do I knew he was showing up. I was like, how do I get one of these signed pairs? I already have a pair. Like, I'm not here for another one. As much as I wouldn't complain, like, I'm here to see him, like, to meet him, whatever I can do to get a signed pair or something. So I message, I'm not going to name any names in this, by the way, because I don't want them to get in shit. Message someone who I knew was in the top 23. I asked it. I'm not even going to use like...
he or she.
Nope. It.
Wow. That's, I don't know if that's dissing.
Or them.
It, them, they.
Have a soul.
I asked them. I was like, I don't know if you care about the signature or not. I don't know why you're here. But if you need any other pairs, I have like... three people in line with me and I'm here myself. Like, I can get you a pair for your significant other or whoever you need. Just let me know. And they were like, I'll get back to you. And I was like, KK, no worries. I'm here for 5 hours. Take your time. They messaged me back and they're like, I need a 9.5, a 10, and a 12. And I was like, done. No worries.
None of those were my size.
Hit up my friends and I was like, guys, I need a 9.5 and a 10. And then I'll get the 12 or whatever it was. And they were like, okay, no worries. And I was like, I'll pay you for your time. Like, I'm sorry. It was not warm that day. It was cold. I feel bad. Yeah, I bought them Timmies, but whatever.
It could have been colder though. So you still got
could have been worse.
And
it was only like 5 hours, which isn't bad. Weather. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So got to the front and they actually like squished us all super close to the front. So I got to see him get out of his car, walk in, like walk around the store, came over to the window. I don't know if you guys saw the video
I
on
did.
Canada.
Mm-hmm. Several
but
times.
Yeah. Really cool to see him that close. And then she got my size for me, a size 9. And
that's a joke.
Got it signed for me.
It got it signed for me.
And he was actually only signing the box for a lot of people, still fine with. Like, a signature is a signature, but he actually signed the toe box of my pair, which is crazy. Like, that's like a priceless to me. And then my friends cashed out. We went downstairs. We did a couple swaps, e-transfers. I gave them $100 each for their time. And then got my shoes. What a day.
So worth it.
Nice. I was supposed to be doing something else that day, but I did that instead.
Canceled.
Yeah. Everything else is canceled in my life when that happened.
That's so awesome. But like, so as stressful and like crazy and... I had an emotional roller coaster sitting in my office chair.
I was sweating so much in that Uber ride. Like, I was like literally dripping in sweat, like just stress levels.
How many pairs were released? 500, yeah.
They got 500 pairs, which is a lot of pairs. Wow. Great for the city.
Out of the 5,200 worldwide. 5,200
worldwide. I don't know if that includes the pairs from the Super Bowl.
Oh, okay, okay.
Oh, yeah.
He actually bought a bunch of pairs that day. Like, he loaded up his GMC Uber or whatever it was with, like, probably a dozen pairs.
JT?
Yeah, of his own shoe. Good for him. Hell, I would do the same thing.
Oh,
yeah.
Man.
But I don't know if that 5,200 includes, yeah, I guess his personal pairs and then, like, the Super Bowl pairs as well. Because apparently there was 500 for the Super Bowl. But even still, like, the difference, anything under like 10,000 pairs is still extremely limited. Yeah. Like, when it's worldwide, that's crazy.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, like, the thrill and excitement of possibly getting a pair. Like, how excited were you just even being in the Uber, as stressed as you were?
Yeah, like, when I heard there was that many pairs, I knew I was going to get one.
For like, how coveted this pair is.
Yeah. Well, I mean, like, like I said, I had one and I paid way too much for it. So for me, it was about, like, not cutting my losses and flipping another one. It was about, like, I want to see this guy up close and, like, hopefully get a signature. Like, that was my main goal. Like, when I could have took all those four pairs that I had and just flipped them all for a crazy profit. Like, but no, not interested.
One of my favorite parts of this whole thing is, like, usually when artists have this type of thing, like this hyper striker or however you want to call it, it's usually just what, friends and family, and it's released in one city.
Crazy thing.
Like, I personally love the fact that Jumpman is doing this because it seems so fun.
They're dropping, like, in Baltimore tomorrow.
Fresh. Oh, so we're going to Baltimore. I wish. I gotta go to Haven. But yeah, no, like, what do you guys think? Like, should Jumpman do more of this type of stuff? Or I guess it depends, right? I guess it depends on the story and who it's with.
From everybody who I spoke to in line and today at Soul Exchange, everyone loved it. Like, the security there was, like, top notch. And because people couldn't just go and drop ghost chairs, like, it was, like, an amazingly handled release. Like, kudos to Jumpman, Foot Locker, Foot Action, who run the store.
I,
like,
was
everything
legit
was crazy.
Surprised.
So well.
Surprised that like, there was no mishaps.
Nothing.
I was expecting some sort of message or tweet or Instagram post or story about some people, like, fooling nothing around or some dumb shit.
The security, like, I was in line, hadn't eaten. I don't think I ate anything that day, but messaged my girlfriend and was like, can you just bring me, like, a phone charger and, like, a coffee? And she came up to the barricade just to bring it, and she was allowed to stand there for, like, 20 seconds, and security came over and they're like, you can't stand by the barricade. Like, people weren't allowed near the barricade. Like, there was no, like, foolishness of people cutting.
I,
like,
guess it was for JT as well,
people,
right?
People, for safety as well, and they didn't want people blocking the sidewalk. Or they just didn't want any shenanigans, I guess. But, like, the way it was handled was incredible. All the wristbands had numbers on them. So, like, if someone's in front of you, you can literally just be like, what number are you? There's no guessing. People still obviously tried to push in front, but... No, I literally, like, when people tried to push by, I just, like, spread eagle, like, was not letting anyone by me. I was like, no, no, not for these.
How amped were you when you saw JT go towards the window?
Oh, God.
I was freaking out. At first, I was like, no way, that's Lawrence's video. I'm freaking jealous right now because he's, like, 2-3 feet away from JT, even though there's a window between them. I was freaking out. Like, I couldn't believe it.
The thing is, he did it twice. And I missed the first one, and I was like, fuck! And then I saw him go get the shoe, because he didn't do it with the shoe the first time, and he went to get the shoe and came back, and I was like, oh my God, and my phone was already out, so
this signed pair is your second pair now, yes?
Yes, that's correct.
First pair you got?
On GOAT, yes. Okay. Last month.
Yeah. Okay, that price must have been bonkers.
Well, if you even them out now, a signed pair plus the GOAT pair, it's, I broke even for sure.
No, you profited. Yeah. You most definitely profited with that pickup with the signature on it. That's insane. That sucks for the people who got it on the shoebox.
Yeah, I mean, a lot of people, like, there was people in line with me, and they were, like, speaking to what Joel said about not caring about the culture or the stories, like, so many people were like, oh, I wouldn't want him to sign my pair. Like, don't sign my pair. Like, this, that. And I was like, are you kidding me? Like, why are you here?
There's so many
people who just didn't care about JT at all. They were just there. It's a limited release. I'm trying to make some money. Like, don't get in the way of my money with a pen mark on my shoe. Like,
that's what it is.
I mean, that to me, I was like, are you looking around? I was like, am I the only one who fucking likes JT here?
Yeah,
like,
trust me. The amount of sneakerheads that complained about the fact that JT has a partnership with Jumpman.
Yeah.
Boy, like, what's the word? It boggles my mind. I don't get it, but I wanted to ask this to Alvin because he wanted to touch on it last week. He said, I wanted to ask you, do you think this JT partnership has anything to do with Drizzy having a meeting with Adidas?
Ooh.
That was satisfying.
It honestly, man, it might.
You think so?
There's no way. Drake is not going to Adidas. There's no way.
Okay.
I'm putting my money on it right now.
Let the man speak.
It's rumors, man. Like, mm-hmm. I guess nothing's really been confirmed, but at the same time, it's just like Jumpman still wants to show people that they got it.
Facts.
Not that they need to. Right. It's Jumpman. You don't really have to do any of that because either way, people are going to buy your stuff. But yeah, man, just having another celebrity, I guess, just to show them how powerful they are over everyone else.
But JT's always been rocking Swoosh. And
Yeah.
Technically his second collab. Like, he had the Family and Friends stuff, the Legend of the Summer stuff.
Oh, my God. Yes. Let's not.
He's been on like the Jordan brand family. Yeah. He's always worn J's and Nike. So I don't know. Especially to me, it was performing. it was a long time coming. Yeah. I don't know. I don't think Drake is going to.
And that was years ago.
Long time ago. Yeah.
That was that was even before his 2020 tour.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That was Legends of the Summer. And that album is like 5 years old now. Maybe even longer.
Yeah. I think it was longer. But we'll. But yeah. So, Alvin, I mean, do you think that Drizzy is going to leave Jumpman? We already got Lawrence's take.
If he does, I don't think it's a good idea.
Yeah.
In my personal opinion.
That was my follow-up.
But, I mean, there's a chance, man. I mean, it's a business at the same time. So, I guess if he's making more money in somewhere else, then he's going to take that money.
Yeah. Facts.
Which sucks because
the reason I think he might leave is just so because Adidas might give him like a shoe.
Like freedom to design a shoe?
Yeah, like his shoe.
Yeah.
A Drizzy one.
Yeah, but do you really, like, his whole image from when he first started was always Jordans.
Always, before the deal.
Yeah, facts.
Like, he before had those, anything. In that song he had with Trey Songz, he had those eights that, that people were saying were fake.
Yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, man.
Oh, the what?
Replacement
the
Girl.
Oh, okay.
Replacement Girl. In that video, he has some J's on. And it's just always been his portrayal. So that's, I mean, Jumpman always fit his swag. So, yeah. I mean, you go into Adidas, I don't know if you're going to totally try to switch up with your appearance, but it's just like,
Oh, I know what you mean.
I don't see it. It's not his persona. It's just him. So.
Yeah, I hear you.
I don't know.
Like, it just fits.
Yeah.
Like, if you look at when Kanye transferred from Nike to Adidas, like, when he left Nike, he wasn't the same college dropout Kanye. He was wearing Jordans. Like, his fashion sense was evolving. And when Adidas was giving him all that freedom, he wanted it because he could actually, like, create and design. And that's, like, it's the Yeezys are, like, a fashionable look to a sneaker. Like, it's high fashion.
Word.
So he's not leaving. Who's saying that Jumpman's not going to give him his own shoe? Facts. Like, why people keep saying it's because Adidas is going to do it, but like, Drake is like one of the biggest influences in fashion, culture, everything right now. Like, if he even thought about leaving and he told Nike, like, yo, I'm thinking about leaving, like, I want my shoe, they're not going to be like, no, like, seriously, come on. Yeah. Come on.
It's funny that you mentioned the eights because people, I'm sure you guys have heard of it, but people always talk about how, oh, it sucks that Drizzy only gets like the shitty silhouettes. Do you know what I mean? Like, he's not getting threes, he's not getting ones, he's not getting 11s. He's getting like the B tier, quote unquote, Jumpman stuff.
Jordan Brand's not dumb. They know what they're doing.
Yes.
They made eights and tens and 12s sell out.
Mm-hmm.
A three would have sold out. A black and gold three would have sold out if it was OVO or not. Would a black and gold eight?
Yeah.
Probably not.
But do you think that Drizzy even, I feel like Drizzy helps with the decision of it. No,
I feel like they don't give him much of a choice. I mean, Drizzy, love him, but he doesn't seem like a creative type to me.
Yeah,
so I don't see him being like, oh, I want to do this. They probably just go to him with a bunch of designs and they're like, that which one? Yeah. Jersey Point.
they give him like a 24x36 poster and it's like pin the tail on the donkey or like pencils, and then he's got the little sections.
Throw a dart. And
they just, like, give him crayons.
I don't know what the Drake Nike meetings are like, but that's what I imagine it. Like, Kanye, I just see him in the room yelling at, like, the material is wrong, the shade is wrong. But, like, Drizzy, like, I don't know, it's black and gold is his thing. He's like, yeah, just give me a black and gold shoe. I don't care. Just it's Jordan. Yeah, okay, cool, it's Jordan. Like,
but he rocks every pair, no?
Mm-hmm.
Like,
yeah.
His OVO collabs, you mean? Oh, yeah, he does. You wouldn't? Who cares? I wouldn't care if it's like a 21.
It's
I'm wearing
my
that freaking Canada Got Sold Jordan 21. Yeah. What the heck? Like,
one day.
One day.
That's a dream.
Jumpman, if you're listening, we'll take a 21.
Oh, facts. We'll take a
15. I'll take a 15. 15.
What? 18.
I don't mind. I'll take 1 to 32.
Facts. Even the 33 next year.
Even the 30. I don't even know what the 33 looks like. I'll take that too. Hit us up.
Or would that the 33 would drop this year, no?
Later this year, I guess September-ish, I would guess. I can't wait to see what that looks like. If they base it on the Jordan 3.
That'd be crazy.
Yo.
It's like a futuristic Jordan 3. That's what I can imagine. Yeah. There's all that elephant print.
We'd get elephant our JT print. Status. Yeah. Canada Got Soul would be on the level of JT in terms of Jumpman collaboration.
We're basically the same family.
Yeah, well, he is dad.
He is daddy.
Papa JT.
Daddy-o.
Which brings us to the next segment, Alan Gets JTH's. I don't have them yet. I'm on the hunt.
Closer.
Yeah, soon. Very much closer.
Mm-hmm. Soon, soon.
I'm excited. But Lawrence, last weekend, exactly 7 days ago, 6 days ago, you were doing a talk.
Sunday, yeah. Not 7 days.
Yeah, six.
It's Saturday today, guys.
That was a correction. Well, by the time you're listening to this, 7 days ago. That's fine. All right. Anyways, Lawrence, ASICS, how'd that go?
That was dope, man.
How did that even come about?
So Hardy girl, Meredith, actually hit me up. I don't even remember when it was, probably a month or a month and a half ago. And she was like, hey, ASICS is opening and they want to have like a sneakerhead discussion panel in the store when it opens. She messaged me, Sean Go, and Jonathan Kim from Style Democracy and Bragg Affair. And she was like, hey, do you guys want to do a panel? Just talk about shoes for an hour and a half. And I was like, yeah, I do that when I'm not, but I'm not doing anything anyway.
Planning to do that now.
That's what I'm doing right now. So I was like, yeah, down. Day came about, showed up, and it was dope, man. Like a bunch of friends showed up. Shouts to Alvin for coming by. Sorry, really good time. It. No, it's fine. It's fine.
Yeah, sorry I couldn't make it too.
It's fine, I guess. Whatever.
Sorry, bro.
It's like really not a big deal. Like that.
It's just my first one.
Didn't even like notice that you guys weren't even there.
Yeah, there were so many people.
Like all my real friends showed up. And
I'm hurt. You'll get out of here with that talk.
Wow.
So, anyways, enough about bad friends. It was a dope time. The store is amazing. If you guys haven't checked it out yet, it's like right at Queen of Spadina. It's a great spot, two floors.
Mm-hmm.
Oh. But yeah, the talk was cool. It's a bunch of stuff that we already talk about on this podcast, like similar stuff about culture and stuff. They had a couple other days which had different types of panels. The Saturday was like the fashion-y people panel. People are in that kind of industry. And then the Friday was Dion from Concepts and then
Dion Point.
Somebody nice. Else. Nice. But it was cool. Yeah, I wish I could have gone to the other panels, but no, mine was really good. Thanks to everybody who showed up. If you're listening to this, appreciate you all.
Including those that wanted to come and couldn't make it.
Could not make it.
Thanks, Squia Joel.
Yes.
We tried.
We tried.
We couldn't.
But
just wanted you to try.
That's I sent all. You a good luck text.
Yep.
I wished you well. All right, moving along.
My phone was on silent. My phone was on silent because I was on a panel.
It was before the panel. Get out of here, trying to act like.
I just blocked your number.
I know, that's why I didn't get a reply until Tuesday. Oh, thanks. It went great without you.
K. Dot thanks, bro. Dot.
THXBRO. Period. Wow, Lawrence is going to talk a lot this week.
Get ready.
All the boxes. We got all the boxes this week.
We got all the boxes. Holy smokes. What a week.
That sounded super sarcastic.
It's just how I talk.
Holy smokes.
It's my voice. The K-Swiss, the Gary V's came. Alan already had his because he was able to attend the event, but I couldn't make it, and so they sent me the pair. Really cool shoe. The knit on the upper is dope. I love the yellow and green with the black mix. Really cool color combination. Thanks to K-Swiss for that. The mix footwear, which Alan attended that event. I got a
Alvin.
Huge... Alvin. Wow. Sorry, just mix you guys up.
Racist.
Look the exact same.
Yeah, except one guy has a beard.
Well, low-key shots are just under the table. Ew. Holy smoke.
I got whiskers.
This might be the last podcast. and then I got a mixed footwear that Alvin attended that event. Really cool concept. We're going to have that up on the blog eventually, whenever we're allowed to, from mixed footwear when they give us the green light. They have a little embargo. I don't know what I'm allowed to say, so I won't say anything. Mm. What else? Under Armour. Sent me two pairs of the Hovers, which is absolutely amazingly comfortable. We'll come back to that after I say thank you to ASICS. After the panel, they gave me a pair of Gel Light 5 Sansa Knit, I believe it's called. A Gel Light 5 base with like a cool, really cool knitted upper. I shot those and put them on Canada Got Soul and they got good reviews. I love them. They're such a cool shoe. So thanks to ASICS for that. But those hovers are incredible.
What are they comparable to?
They're up there with everything else I've tried, like Boost, React. I haven't tried React, wow. I'm assuming.
Lunar Lawn?
Yeah, like very soft, very responsive. The shoe itself is a little bit wider, which is good for me because I have a wider foot. I think we all do, actually.
Mm-hmm. And we're all flat-footed.
Yeah, we're all flat-footed. We all have similar feet.
Thanks, SB Dunks.
That's not a creepy statement. We all have similar feet.
We look at each other's feet. That's how long we've been
but
together.
But no, Hover is the real deal. Like, I ran in it. I just wore it casually, and it's up there with anything else I've tried. So kudos to Under Armour. The only thing I'm hoping is they put it in a basketball shoe because that would be sick. Because they did the Boost thing in a basketball shoe. They did the React thing in a basketball shoe, the Hyperdunk React. So would love to see Hover in like a Curry or something. It would be sick.
Wow. I'll be honest, that weird rectangular window cutout on the midsole kind of throws me off a little bit.
Reminds me a lot of Nike Air. Like they're trying to expose it so you can see it.
Oh, yeah, totally. I just think that they could have gone with a different shape and a different spot?
I don't know what you mean.
Yeah. Yeah, it just looks odd.
Cool like shoe all around.
Oh, unless they meant it to look like it's hovering the midsole.
Oh my god.
You're welcome.
But yeah, for the low price point, the Sonic, the low cut one was only $120. Like retail is super cheap, and then the Phantom, the mid cut is only $160.
Really, so is it just the Air unit?
No, it's like a foam. It's like, I guess it would be similar to Boost. It's like a high density foam that's wrapped in a compression mesh. So the mesh keeps it tight.
No, but
like
what does that cutout expose?
Oh, the Boost, the hover, the actual material. Yeah, it's just, I guess so you can see it. And then you can see it on the heel as well.
So it's like a red Zoom window almost?
Sure. Or an Air window, whatever it is. Or like on the Boost, on the Yeezy, the V2, you can see it on the bottom. It's just a little bit of exposed, so you know it's there kind of thing.
Oh, so it's like in a shell.
Yeah, it's in like a net.
The hover foam is within it.
The hover foam is within like a netted like capsule. Compression mesh. You can see it like when you have it up close. I should have took up close pictures. I didn't.
Soft. But check that review on Canada Got Sold.
Go to like, I'm assuming like a Sport Check would have it. Go to a Sport Check and check it out. Great shoe. Great shoe. Highly recommend.
Definitely worth the try on.
Very worth just the try on. When you step into it, like right on the step in, I was like, yes, this is a good shoe. Surprised and like pleasantly surprised.
Yeah, Under Armour's been stepping it up,
killing it.
Did you see the Curry 5?
Curry 5 is dope.
Those look pretty clean.
So good. I didn't know Steph Curry's birthday was on Pi Day. 314, March 14th, 3.14. I had no idea his birthday was on Pi Day. Happy belated Steph, friend of the show, good guy. Thank you, Steph.
Yeah, please don't beat the Raptors in the finals. Moving along, let's talk about today. Oh, man.
Crazy.
Yeah, Soul Exchange, today was a really good event. Shout-outs to Jaffe and his crew.
Shout-out Jaffe.
Mm-hmm. I'm saying it now, the best ever.
For throwing
that Soul Exchange has had, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, this event, you mean?
This event.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. The turnout was insane. So busy. And we were surrounded by some of the dopest people in the social media industry or community. The sneaker community.
Our
community.
Little block of
homies.
Yeah. Friends. Friendship block.
And Mr. Sean Go, SGO8, hung out with us for quite a while. Mm-hmm. That was pretty cool to see him chop it up. S. Collard.
Sean?
No, Scotty. His name is
Sean. A.K.A. Scott.
Scotty boy.
Sean, from the bottom of my heart, I'm very sorry for calling you Scott.
You did no research prior.
But
I was starstruck. I saw you, and I was like, that's Collard. Must be Scott. I don't know how to explain it, but I'm very sorry. You had the sickest Jordan collection there with all the OG.
I was actually going to ask you guys, going to cut off Alan, what was your favorite? Because we were in a block, if you guys weren't there, there was a block of people who were just displaying. What was your guys' favorite display other than ours? You were about to say ours, huh?
No. What I was going to say was it was very unfortunate that Flippin' Laces, J-Steez, and Kudkanda only had one table because they were going to go off the stuff that they brought.
They said they had 150 pairs of Dunks in their van. Yeah.
My Lord.
It was a mishap, misunderstanding, and then wasn't able to happen. Okay, so favorite display that actually was displayed.
Oh.
But shouts to everyone. You all other did than amazing. Shouts to everybody. Other than us. Obviously, we're the best.
Oh, man.
Obviously.
Yeah.
So, I was going to say Hardy, but technically Hardy was integrated with ours.
Yeah.
We just commented. Yeah.
Because, like, her Air Max stuff was ridiculous. But I would say close second will probably be the homegirl, T-Lins.
Yes.
Yeah. She had like Doenbachers in like the reason why it's so astonishing that she has them is because it was all in like kid sizes.
That's what I was gonna say. It's so cool seeing that stuff in bay size
and
satin royal ones in a 5.5. I was like, this exists. Like holy smokes,
we know she hunts for that stuff. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, that's the best part.
But
Swarovski Air Max 97s.
Crazy
pair. That's crazy.
What? As soon as I saw those on social media the first time ever. I was like trying to get a pair for Christine, but then they're like $700 retail.
Yeah.
And I was like,
wow.
400 US retail. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Crazy.
Insane. But she had them on a table.
So who was your favorite then?
They're gorgeous. I was going to say Hardy Girl until Alvin said that.
She doesn't count.
No,
she's an assumed heavy hitter.
Hers was so bonkers. No.
Crazy.
I will say it was Sean Collard's.
Mm. Just the stories and the pictures.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. The next word I was going to say. Yeah. Where he has his OG4s on top of his little moments and pictures captured in the shoes.
In the shoe.
Yeah. And he's got some sick dunk shot.
Yeah.
And he's like,
cocking it back.
Like, all the way back.
This man was flying back in the day.
The basketball in his hands was touching his feet. That's how cocked back it was. Like it looked so
scorpion.
Sick. Yeah. It was nasty.
Like a scorpion.
And I went up to his OG4s and I was like, Sean, those look really muddy. And then this is the best part. He goes, actually, if you look right there, I did step in mud in these
30 years ago.
Wow.
Yeah, like just the stories and stuff. That's like, I love that. I agree. His stuff was so cool. Like
my favorite.
The pictures of him wearing the shoes 30 years ago and the fact that he still has the exact same shoe.
Exactly the same pair.
The dream right there. Like that's the story you want to tell your kid like 30 years later.
Yeah. Sean, if you're listening, I do wish I chopped it up with you more so you can tell me more of your stories. But I guess we can save that for a future podcast.
Oh, he'll be a friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Joel, over to you. Favorite display.
I would probably say the same thing too. Scholard, just seeing his pictures, like you said, and it's just the shoe of him wearing it in the picture. Come on, man.
And he's crazy. Living it.
Yeah, that's what it is.
He's
right?
living the,
everything. It's stories. The it's the stories behind the shoes, and that's what it is. Like that's what it is.
He watched MJ.
Yeah.
Got his shoes as he was growing up. And like aspiring to play like him,
emulated him in any way he could, which was shoes, basketball,
so
whatever.
Cool.
And we're still in it,
You can't that really free throw that. Line, that free throw line picture. Did you see that one?
No, I didn't. I didn't catch that.
He took off from the free, like somewhere around the free throw line, but he was up there. He was up.
Holy crap.
Was flying.
That's sweet.
This guy was
white
flying.
Guys can't jump.
Something that like every event like. Something I look forward to every event is before the event, and it's when we talk about the prep and what we're bringing.
Last night.
Yeah.
Last night, we were on another level, though. It was weird, because like...
You could tell we'd been there before.
Yeah, as we were talking and stuff like that, and we eventually got from what we're bringing to what we need to acquire to complete each other's collection. It's so funny, because like we're talking as if we all share one amazing collection.
We are one unit.
Yeah. I love it. It honestly gave me goosebumps as I was reading it, and you guys are going through your Supreme Dunk Highs.
Yeah.
And how you have the orange pair, and what is it, the red pair?
Yeah.
And then you're like, oh, Alan, you need to get the blue one.
Alan needs to get the blue one. But first, the JTHs.
Yeah, first. Yeah.
First, before anything
before
else.
Before anything else.
If any of you are about to sell Alan a pair of shoes, slap him across the head and say no. Mm-hmm. Unless it's a JTH.
Nope.
Sell it to him for retail. Yeah.
Oh, but don't slap Haven.
No.
I'm going to go say hi to them tomorrow.
Slap Haven.
That part was like so much fun. I like watching all of us just the banter through our Facebook group chat.
Yeah. That group chat was lit last night.
Yeah. And this was at like 11 something.
Yeah, 11:30.
Because I feel like we all said like, let's just take it easy this time. Let's just do the merch. Like, let's focus on the merch. And then it was like 11:30 and we're like, all right, let's fucking go. Like, here we go.
Yeah.
It was just like back and forth. Like, yo, you're bringing this. I'm bringing that. You got this. Okay, I'm going to bring that. Yeah. Like, boom, 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 boom. And we all banged it out in like 20 minutes. Like, all right, good night. See you in the morning.
Yeah. I made my list and then I pulled all the left shoes.
Yeah, all the left foot.
Only left feet. Shouts Foot Locker.
Shoutouts to also Nike retail training for me. And thank you to Hardy for inspiring us for our setup, because we were going to bring J's.
We were.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, mm-hmm. We were planning to bring J's and rock the three thing.
Yeah, the original thing.
But we knew the OGs were going to represent.
Scholard was right beside. We had Scholard, Ink and Money.
Yeah,
Ink and Money, man.
Even T-Lins, like Taylor, like they all killed it with the J's. Yeah. And honestly, like we have some crazy stuff. And we were going to do, because it's the 30th anniversary of the three, it was Alvin's idea. He was like, yo, let's just rock the threes like crazy. Which Six Got Heat did anyways. Like he brought every single three.
So that was my second pick.
Display, not even a display, just there. It was in the middle of nothing, just a bunch, like 30 pairs of Jordan 3s.
Out of nowhere, in the middle Jordan of the threes. Event.
But it caught eyes.
People were like looking over our table, hey, what you guys got over there? Yeah. I didn't even know when it happened, it just kind of showed up. Yeah. There was like 40 pairs of 3s behind me.
Maybe he planned it, because I swear, the event started at 12, and then it was like 3:26, let's say that. 3:26 p.m., or 3, what is it? Oh, no, 6:23. I'm sorry. I'm confusing my stuff. I'm trying to be cool with the whole JTH release.
Well, 3:26 is Air Max Day, so.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, that's why 3:26 came to my mind. Okay, moving along. It was like 3 o'clock. It was like midway through the event, and then tables come out of nowhere, and then he's got his homies just bringing stacks and stacks and stacks. I was like, what the hell is that? And I'm low-key looking for JTH boxes.
Yeah. Which he had two of, by the way.
Yeah, but they weren't my size, unfortunately.
And the Tinkers that come out next week. What? Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Sorry. Story time?
Bring it, go boy.
Story. So
he's been waiting. I feel like Alvin's been
No.
Bullet.
It's about it's a story time about today. So JP is a really cool dude. So JP is Six Got Heat.
Shouts.
That's
friend of the show.
Numerical 6IX Got Heat. The six got heat.
We were talking. I asked him how he acquired two pairs of JTHs, and the really cool thing about JP is that like he literally is all about just sharing the culture. Literally never seen this guy. I've known him for a while because he used to line up at Foot Locker to purchase all of his shoes.
Yeah, can I say something? When I first met JP, that's his name. Sorry. When I first met him, it's kind of intimidating. He kind of looks like that kind of guy. I don't know.
You don't want to fuck with him.
Yeah, yeah. I wouldn't personally approach. But when you start talking to him,
great guy.
So down to earth. Okay, cool bad, Alvin. My bad.
Really cool dude. But yeah, same thing. So anyway, he knew it from Foot Locker. This guy never always helping out the homies too. But anyway, he is the type to, if he doesn't get the shoe and wants it really bad, he pays resale. He's like Lawrence, pays resale for it.
The Grail Hunter.
So he paid resale for both of his pairs.
Yeah.
And he wanted two pairs because he just wants to be able to rock one right away.
Yep.
And that's like, I mean, shout out to JP, man. Huge respect for that guy.
He just does his thing.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people think about guys like us, like people who are very heavily involved in the sneaker community, similar to the people who you saw at Soul Exchange today. Like Hardy Girl and stuff. The Hardy Girl is a great example, actually, because they think that when we get sent a pair of shoes once in a while, that we don't
pay for
anything. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
We're not Sean Go.
I don't know. Another episode. Sean Go.
Love you, Sean.
Two for two. a lot of us, including ourselves, like if we miss out on a shoe, we're just like you guys. I'm just like you. Mm-hmm. Like we are out there in line. Like I had to line up for the JTH. Like we're out there paying resale. We're out there struggling to find stuff. We're out there calling the homies for favors. Like, facts. So like I, especially for JP, because he told me the same thing. He had to pay resale, and he was like, "Fuck these resellers, bro! I just wanted the damn shoe." But like, I don't know. Like, respects to all.
I know the feels.
Like Hardy Girl, especially all these people who just and T Lens, everybody, man, everybody. Shouts out to everybody.
Everyone.
Word.
I will say this again, like we did last podcast. Contrary to popular belief, we have -8 plugs.
Two episodes, zero plugs.
Facts.
We've gotten nowhere. So what was the craziest thing you guys saw today? Thoughts? Oh. Other than Other I than the fact couple. That we were expecting all of the JTHs to break out, but we only saw literally 10 and a halves and 11s and 10s.
I know the reason we only saw big sizes, but I'm not gonna say anything.
Okay, my bad.
I think that a lot of people sold them internationally because the market is
facts,
higher.
Across the states, internationally, across the border,
because we were the first ones. We got the first release, so the demand is higher on GOAT, StockX. So I feel like a lot of people just like dash them away real quick.
And our dollar is doing really bad.
Yeah,
so
if you sell it for $600 compared to $700 Canadian, so like, much, you're still making
so much
way
profit.
More. Yeah.
True.
Mm-hmm. The craziest thing I saw, Godfrey, the god, had the NERD human races, which were complex hot exclusive. What else did I see? The undefeated 97, but like the olive one.
Yeah. I did see those.
Someone on
feet.
Feet too. Yeah.
Yeah.
And also the white off whites. Someone had those.
Oh, yeah. Like right at the end of the show.
Ones. Yeah. Someone was selling them. Those. But those are crazy in person.
All
really
I see
cool
is
shoot.
This one right hand pop up with the European off-white ones, and I was like, what the what? Lawrence, look! Look! And Lawrence just goes, I'm gonna go find out who has those. Because all we saw was an arm.
Yeah.
Joel, Alvin, what did you guys
see?
What
about you guys? What did you see that you lacked?
I don't even know. There's so many things going on.
Oh, man. There
I like what was on Lawrence's feet today.
Hey,
yeah,
Air Max month.
Yeah, the Yeezy ones, the Yeezy ones, Nike, the Nike Yeezy ones he had on.
It's always, I don't know if you guys have the same problem, but it's always hard finding things to wear to these events because we put all our stuff on the table.
That's what it is. Yeah,
I guess Alvin just decided I'm gonna exclude something from the table this time and just wear it.
Yeah,
no, Joel has the same pair.
Yeah, I have the same pair.
Joel has the same pair.
Oh, that's right. Yeah,
we just never put them on the table.
Oh man,
we have too much heat to, you know.
That's what it is.
It's not hot enough to go on the table.
We have to exclude. Always still kills a lot of people's collections.
Do you guys low-key try to stunt at these events?
Low-key.
Very high-key. Super high-key.
Okay. Low I was going
to
say.
I think Alvin's going through our stories trying to find his
kinda,
answer to the question.
It's kind of like you have to show up at these events and rep.
Yeah.
Oh, of course.
And it's cool because it's one of those events where it's really, really so exciting to see what people bring out and actually put on their feet rather than selling and trying to make so much profit of it off of it. Like it's so much fun to meet someone, put a face to their shoes. Like one of my best friends was like talking about how we were going around together and we're meeting people and he was talking about like it's really cool to see their faces because when you actually get their real names and stuff, and you, most of the time it's just like, yo, show me your collection. I'll tell you your Instagram. I'll tell you your Instagram
real,
account.
Though, yeah.
It's the fun. Shout out to my boy Anthony for that one. It was really funny. Nice. It's because it's so true.
Absolutely.
You look at Hardy Girl's table and you're like, wow, that is Hardy Girl.
Yeah. You know, you recognize the shoes and you're like, oh, nice to meet you. You have a real name?
You're a female.
Yeah, for real.
Yeah.
Hardy Girl.
Yeah. As if you couldn't tell already.
She always tells me that she always gets like surprised at how many people don't know she's a female.
Wow.
Like, you would think it's like the most obvious, but
that's actually
common
so
sense
funny.
Is not so common.
Wow.
Anyways, you guys aren't off the hook.
Favorite there's a lot, man. So Scholard had the 11s.
The
DMP.
The DMPs. DMP.
Yeah.
His wife was matching him.
Mm-hmm.
Wife, girlfriend?
Low cut. She had low cuts.
He's old. He's definitely married.
But a good looking man.
He's very handsome.
Yeah.
The homie Sergio had the undefeated Kobe's.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, I didn't even see that.
I did not see that.
They are
the camo.
The ballistic camo. I didn't even see that. Man.
For the first half of Soul Exchange, JP had on the Tinker 3s.
Yeah, he did. I noticed that. That's, I guess we can count that. Yep.
J from Laced. I mean, J from 306.
306.
Yeah. Sorry about that. J typo. From 306.
Edited out.
Had the black no-liner Air Max 1s. Mm.
Elephant
classic.
Print, yeah?
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Royce was the one who had the...
Royce,
that's
his name.
Had the undefeated 97.
Oh, that was his name, Royce. Okay, shouts to Royce.
Yeah. I think that was all I saw. Some off-white ones.
Saw a couple.
Yeah. But like...
It was exciting to see those in person for me.
When you see so many though, it's just like, it's so saturated.
Yeah,
but I like seeing them on foot as opposed to like on
people
a table.
Yeah,
so...
That's the thing I love about these events for us. Like, I try to think of things that I know no one's gonna wear.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
like, I would never... think of showing up to one of these events in like an Adidas Yeezy or an Off-White, because you know,
trust,
like, and all of us wore something that we fucking knew no one else, like no one in that building except for the would other not. Person who was at that table have newspaper Air yeah. Max Ones like yeah. Alvin. Like yeah. no way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, I wore my Black Lance Mountains. It's funny because I was like, sick. No one's gonna rock.
Yeah, that's what I yeah. always think about that before I go.
But
someone wore them.
Yeah. On our way to the car to pull the shoes out, I was so upset.
Like when you first got there?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like the first
literally
person you saw?
Before the event. But it's okay. I only saw like maybe one or two pairs other than, and then you look at the ocean of shoes and the plethora.
That's how you stand out, man.
Of all Ooh, the same
wait,
ones.
One more. The homie Kukanda had the mochas.
Mochas, yeah.
Oh, yes.
Mocha threes.
Yes.
Hopefully that 2018 retro is flamies.
Yeah, they looked really good on his feet.
Fire. I love that shoe.
Yeah, they look good.
Great shoe.
Trust.
Mm-hmm. Duini, what did you like?
I already said I liked your shoes,
you?
Man.
Oh, yeah, you did say that.
Cheeky
answer.
Cheeky. Is it my
cheeky,
turn
cheeky?
Yet?
It's oh, yeah, your turn. Yeah. It's your turn.
What did you like? What did Spoon like?
Oh, okay. Sorry. This isn't what I like.
Don't answer the question.
Oh, stop banging the table, bro.
Frustration.
Sorry. Okay, so what I did like was meeting people and putting faces to their usernames. Mm-hmm. That was cool. Yeah, our followers especially. Shout out to all of the followers.
Shout out.
Came in. And picked up our merch, like super excited to
rep.
See that we have that traction, and yeah. I love seeing you guys come out and meet you. It's freaking awesome.
Thank you, everybody.
But
thank you
to answer the original question, Lawrence Hopkins.
Mm-hmm.
The craziest thing I saw to get this conversation going was the fact that so many Adidas were up for sale and nothing was
and
being
not
moved.
Selling.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah. Crazy prices too.
That's what I'm saying.
Pyra
the prices
Blacks,
were just.
There was a pair for $7.
Such
they
a good
couldn't
price.
Sell it.
They couldn't
yeah.
sell it.
Pyra Blacks. That's crazy. That's how you know those events are just saturated as heck.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Is it? But do you think is it? It's oversaturated, or the fact that
Boost is dead.
Oh,
I said it.
Dun, dun, dun.
I said it.
Not even Boost. I wanted to ask you guys what you thought of the Three Stripes' moves as of right now.
They're still there, but like I feel like. They've
it's a different wave now,
saturated
yeah.
the market with so much Boost, like so much Boost. And it's not like I personally feel that each of the Boost models, they're not a timeless silhouette, mm-hmm. in my opinion.
I can agree.
They're not like a Jordan 1, a Jordan 3, or a 4. They're like, it's in my opinion, it was just a trend.
It's following the current trend.
Yeah. And now that the trend has. You know, falling off a little bit. Everyone's back on the Jordan train when we never fell off. Just saying.
Facts.
He
said we.
We, like the crew, the fam, out here.
Yeah, out here.
it's, I don't know, man. Like, I kind of smiled and laughed at it because I was like, I kind of saw it come in.
Oh, for sure. Facts.
But I saw a hoodie today that said, what was it?
Oh, anti-boost.
Anti-boost Swoosh Club.
Oh, yeah,
Club?
That.
Wanted that hoodie, bro.
Shots. I can definitely agree with Alvin. The timelessness of the silhouettes are very not much not there. It's a lot of trendiness that's just following whatever's current.
Yeah.
Boost itself is an amazing material. Like that, it's so comfortable.
Great technology.
And in Kanye's defense, or in Adidas' defense, I guess, Kanye did say when he signed with Adidas, he wants everyone to own a pair of Yeezys.
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys remember, like mm-hmm. he said that, and it's gotten to that point. Maybe it's maybe not quite there because there's a little bit of resale, but it's very close.
Yeah.
So if this is what Kanye wanted, then
I feel like everyone
he
that
did it.
Wants or wanted a pair mm-hmm. probably
it's
has one.
Super accessible now.
Yeah. Yeah. Agreed.
Not to say that Adidas is dead. Like I'm a fan of Adidas.
Yeah.
I hope that they do is bring back like retro runners. Like
yes.
I agree.
Mm, yeah,
that's
like
what
I
wanted to say.
If you follow the homie from Montreal, Suji Cypherson.
Suji
and his crew.
Oh
his
my
crew
gosh.
Too.
Jay Lowe's.
Yeah.
Like yo, the retro runners that they have all been pulling out, like I want a pair.
Trust me.
Tech Supers and stuff
yeah,
like that.
Like
wow.
Those are what I feel Adidas should focus on because those are more of the timeless pieces that they have.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know, maybe it's like the old head in me that appreciates that more than like an NMD, But
that's the reason those silhouettes, though, you're describing them as classic.
Yeah.
You're describing them as timeless.
That's who we are, though.
You're describing them as older pairs that can be rocked today.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's just who we are, though. Even like the stuff we collect now, Air Max 1s, Dunks, like those are older silhouettes that we still rock. Like we never jumped on the Off-White or whatever current Jordan, Nike trends that are popping off.
Both of those shoes that you just said, both dropped on 1985.
Yeah.
And 87.
That's what I mean. Same around the same time of like Stan Smiths and Superstars, like same era.
Yes.
Coolie Joel era.
Yeah, the Coolie Joel breakdancing.
The Sean Collard era.
Back when Joel was doing head spins. Like,
what?
Yeah. And spray painting stuff.
Like I said before, like Adidas is not dumb. They're doing what's selling. And if Boost is selling, they're going to beat it till it's dead. And I would do the same thing, like milk it. But, and then if that's like the next wave that they can jump on, then they're going to bring back their retro runners. But I think that's what attracts a lot of us to Nike, is that we're there for the storied pairs and they never went away.
Yeah.
And like, I know that it's super hard to find a lot of those pairs that Tsuji or Jay Lowe's or those guys pull out, because Adidas doesn't produce them as mass production, similar to the Boost and the EQT and that kind of stuff, Ultra Boost, whatever.
Like they're doing the whole dad shoe thing, but I personally think that's going to be something that doesn't last for too long.
Again, it's a trend.
Yeah, but everyone's like doing the dad shoe thing, man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Got the Nike Monarch.
Yeah, I was going to say, but even like an Air Max 1 could be a dad shoe. Like, it's just timeless. It's everyone's shoe. Like, Nike rode the wave and they never got off of it.
I think that's my personal thoughts and feelings towards Adidas, is that they all, literally all of their new silhouettes, if you gave a picture of literally just their silhouette, you would not be able to tell what shoe is what. You could have five different styles in a row, just have their shadows on the wall, and you would not know. Every single style that I've seen recently that they've dropped, personally to me, looks all like the same shoe. And it surprises me too that Yeezy, like Kanye, he's still gonna go with the V2s this year. How has he not given a new silhouette yet? You know what I mean? The first 2 years he's been with Adidas was such a good like variety.
Yeah, look what he did. He changed the game for 2 years. Like, it was all Adidas for a long time.
And then this V2 thing is going on, I think, for too long, personally. But all of the NMDs are the same. All of the Ultra Boosts look the same. Sure, the knit is going to, the upper is going to change a little bit. But to me, it just doesn't appeal, because your black and white shoe that released in 2018 is going to look exactly like the black and white Ultra Boost that you dropped 2 years ago. And like, I don't see, for me personally, the appeal in that.
I think a lot of the reason that we stay with it, like you asked Joel this question earlier, a lot of the reason that us four stay with it is for the stories, for the culture, for all that side of the shoe. Like, the aesthetic is one thing, but all the stories behind it are another reason why we stick with it. And I just feel like it's all so fresh, and it just keeps like Ultra Boost 2, Ultra Boost 3, Ultra Boost 4. It's all like, to me, looks very similar. I know it's different and there's updates, but like, there's no storytelling behind it for me. So nothing captures my imagination and makes me want to like covet that shoe for the reasons other than the aesthetics. Because I think a lot of the reason we love sneakers, us four in particular, is the culture and the stories behind it.
Yeah.
So while, you know, just listening to people's conversations today at Soul Exchange, I was listening to these. Actually, you know what? It wasn't even just those two guys. I heard like a few of the younger generation, younger, uneducated, really
ignorant,
dumb as fuck.
I know what you're gonna say. I know
education, like they just so. I was there. I was hella salty.
I was beside him.
Trust me, I heard. So them. I overheard this.
These little
youths.
Be nice.
Youths.
Be nice. Young kids, young and educated.
That's fine. You
They're
can
listening
be
listening right now. Everyone's.
You can be young.
Oh, I hope so.
It's cool, but like, so I hear them walking by the table, and it was just like, why are these guys displaying shoes if they're not gonna sell them?
Oh, that's not what I thought you were gonna say. I remember before the show, was I standing beside you then?
No, you were standing beside him,
Alvin, and they came up and they're like,
I was like 2 feet
away. And they walked. Yeah,
I heard that too.
He's like, yeah,
I was about to dummy somebody, and it was like 11:55. The show didn't even start yet. I was like, okay, so we're doing this already.
No,
all right.
I heard that too, but it was like, I mean, that whatever, man. To each their own. If you don't feel that our stuff is, you know, nice, that's cool. Because I think you're shoes that you had on your feet were ugly as fuck too. So it's fine. But like, if you can't understand that people do this for passion,
yes, for reasons other than money,
for the love,
and we just want to like display it just to, share. I guess, share.
It's,
you know,
it's
like
just share our story and experiences.
Yeah,
with these shoes.
Educate. Let's say, like, if you can't understand that and wrap your head around that, then you know you're not
culture vulture, to be honest.
With with how sneakers is as a medium, as a way to express yourself, putting your shoes on display, putting your shoes on your feet is a massive way to show love for the community and express yourself for who you are and what you're like seriously passionate about.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like, we've been doing this for years. Let's be real. It's not the first time we've heard someone go, "Oh, why aren't you guys selling shit?"
Every year we get, "Why are you guys all the here time, if you're not selling
all
it?
The time."
Okay, bye.
Yeah, but when you're walking up to the table with a pair of Yeezys in your hands that you can't sell, and then you're getting mad because someone
you want to buy our shit, trust, and we're not selling it to you,
yeah, like. Come on, dog. Like, you know what? I'm just going to shut up. He's going to get escalated. Like, I'm about to, like,
reason. There's steam coming out of his ears, yeah, right now. Through the headphones.
Yeah. It's all good.
That's too funny.
On a lighter note, when we saw Ink and Money, I was like, yo, what's the display going to look like? He said simple. His display was
biggest
nuts,
lies
like,
ever told.
Trust.
Yeah. Like, this Ink guy's display was, like, so elaborate. Had so many, like, what do we say? Flamers, heaters.
It reminded
like,
me a
heaters.
Lot of ours. Like, he had the props and stuff.
Yeah,
it was cool. I love seeing that
yeah,
stuff.
Man.
Yeah, man.
It was good to see, man. Because I always see his too. IG.
Yeah.
And I've always wanted to see. I mean, you know what he has, but like to see the stuff, some of the stuff he has in person is pretty dope. So.
I'll be honest. I went to go follow him on Instagram because I don't. Mm. And I noticed it that my follow button said follow back. And I was like, oh my God, this Mm-mm. guy follows me? No, it's not even like that, though. I'm just astonished that like, These dudes that were what is the word that were associated with like knows who I am in a way and it's a good feeling to know that we're connected in such a such a level. It's pretty cool.
Oh, yeah.
So here's another cool story like that. When Ryan Swanger started to follow me.
That's the end of the story.
Shout out to our US homie Ryan Swanger.
Friend of the show, Ryan. Like, I know he's listening. What up, Ryan? What up, daddy?
He's freaking awesome. Ryan Swanger is honestly one of the dopest dudes that one of the dopest dudes that I've met on Instagram. Met digitally on the e-webs, interwebs.
Interfriends.
Yeah.
Interfriends.
Honestly. And on that note, I guess we could wrap things up. That was
how long was that? That felt really short.
We're currently over an hour.
Cool.
Wow,
yeah.
Could go on for another four. This was fun.
Let's do it.
Yeah. Okay. Quit show. He's in it. I mean, I'm down. I'm just gonna stay home for the rest of the night. No, today was honestly so much fun. And missing the past few Soul Exchange events. Guys, it was super awesome to do this with you again.
So good.
Good to see the In Kicks We Trust fam. You know, Rich, Trev.
Yeah.
All those guys, Kev. I can't name everybody, but
shouts to Jaffe for the event. Like, word. The lineup
amazing
that he was able to put together for. Because like I kept saying the entire day, it was so refreshing to have people who were displaying with us. Like,
yes.
Usually we're the only ones, then we don't go, and they're the only ones. Like, for all of us to be there at the same time, like some real big influences in the community who are not selling a goddamn thing, and they just want to show you guys like what's up. Like, you can collect. You don't have to have five pairs and just sell one, buy one, sell one, buy one. Like, you can start a collection, and like, that's things that you buy now are heat in 10 years. That's how it works. So
that's how it is.
I don't know.
Timeless.
Shouts to
pieces.
Jaffe. Shouts to Soul Exchange. Crazy event. Mm-hmm. Oh man.
Yeah. So good. So
I'm exhausted.
You just brought up an idea to me. Or like,
show's not ending, guys.
I guess not. I guess we're going to wrap it up soon-ish. Oh, wow. I just brain farted. Well,
I guess that's it.
Thanks for listening.
That's the end of that.
Cue the music.
Oh, no. I'm trying to remember it. Okay, well, let's move on. Thank you to our boy, Bram. That's what he's going to go by now, for making our theme music.
Abram.
Shout out to you, bro. Thank you very much. And I'm an idiot because I feel really bad for this because I forgot to thank these people for mentoring me and teaching me some things about podcasting to get this all going. Shout out to the family at SneakerPod.
Whoop.
On Air with Mike D. Mr. Christopher Chu.
Love them all.
Brother Chu.
My big brothers. You guys taught me and given me advice to get this whole podcast thing going. Thank you very much. And to my brothers who have their own podcast as well. Their names are Matt and Zach. Their podcast is called Matt and Zach with Friends. They are a supporter of Canada Got Soul. They shout us out all the time.
Shout out.
Thanks, Matt, Zach.
Yeah, thanks to both y'all.
The best
thanks,
part Zach is that these Matt. Guys aren't sneakerheads. They're Ooh, not as nice. Big. Yeah, one of them is into sneakers, but not as like
cool. That's all right.
Crazy as us. But yeah, no, they totally support our movement and exactly what we do. That's they dope. Helped us a lot as well.
Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
Yeah, and thank you to everyone who has listened and tuned in and is going to tune in. You guys are the best.
Tell your friends. Tell your friends.
Tell your mom.
Tag two friends.
Tell a friend. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Tell your mom.
Yo, my mom listens to this too, bro.
Okay, anyways.
And your daddy.
Sean Collard.
We are inclusive in this podcast. Speaking of the listeners, we want to know what you guys think. If you have any questions or suggestions that we could maybe bring up next podcast, if you have a topic that you think we should talk about or you guys want us to discuss, hit us up on any of our DMs. Hit us up on Canada Got Soul.
If you guys want us to have a specific special guest.
Ooh.
Oh, that's a good one.
We should start that soon.
Yeah. That's pretty dope.
In a couple episodes.
Soon. Mm-hmm. Yeah, thank you guys for listening. This is True to Size. We are a weekly podcast. Our goal is to release every weekend. You can now listen to us after all of these freaking approvals. You can now listen to us firstly on Podbean. They are our host. iTunes, Google Play. We have a YouTube, audio only, soon video. Look out for that. SoundCloud. On iTunes, we would like to ask you guys to give us a review. 5 stars, please and thank you. Drop us a comment. On YouTube, subscribe to us on YouTube. Follow us absolutely everywhere. Like Lawrence Hopkins, where can they follow you?
At LDoggyStyles on Instagram. Thank you very much, guys. See you next week.
Mr. Qmart, where can they find you?
At Mr. Qmart, MISTR.
I thought I was real smooth with that one, but I spoiled it again. I'm so sorry, bro.
Now they know is it.
Soft. I can spell it out. So it's MISTER. Q and then Mart.
Okay, let me do this right. Joel Hernandez.
You could follow me. You could follow me at Joel Hernandez. Oh wait, at Joe JO underscore Dooney 3 O's anyway.
And you can find me Alan Martinez at underscore Spooner with no E. And you can find all of us at Canada Got Soul.
Canada Got Soul.
Hey. Thank you for tuning in to the second episode of Canada Got Soul's True to Size. Good friggin' episode.
Nice. Really good.
That was good.
That was so good. Fun. Effortless.